See, what it is a continuation of that thing where you have an admitted slut in a hole like Cardi B becoming a spokesperson for the black race. She wants to interview the candidates and everything else and becomes the voice. Who in the hell decreed that? We didn't. And I'll be damned if I would approve of somebody listening to an admitted prostitute who still thought like a hoe, still does, start telling black folk what they ought to do. That's just preposterous.
First of all, as it pertains to leadership in America, it seems that we want the people to lead us who are the most popular or who have successfully navigated themselves through white insecurity the best. I try not to say white supremacy anymore because they are not supreme over anybody, only in violence and in war. So I think most of the things that elite white America does or ignorant white America does, they do through fear and insecurity. So in saying that, we want people who have the most followers. We want the people who are the most popular, but those people navigated themselves the best through white insecurity. So if you think about it and take all the emotions away, why would they want anything to change? They were able to navigate themselves, feed their family, pull themselves up through working a system that's in place now, tear the system down. But what they really want to do is stay popular with our people and get money from white folks. And I am willing to argue that most of our people don't like being black in the first place. I can tell the way that we treat each other, the way that we talk about, the way we allow other people to do us. So most people wants the system to be intact. I give you a question. I give you an example. And no disrespect, because people are doing the best that they can. But saying the term that Black Lives Matter, that's catering to white folks. Saying that black people can't breathe. You don't think that they, when they're choking the living hell out of us, that they don't know that we can't breathe? The slogan should be, if I can't breathe, we're going to make sure you can't breathe. Our slogan should be, if you take our innocent children, we take your innocent children.
I hope you're enjoying this big exclusive via the Judge Joe Brown Show. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel. Now, back to the show.
This show is sponsored by MyOliveLeaf.biz, MyOliveLeaf.biz, and The Hurricane Report, merchandise, and more.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Hello, hello. How are you? You're live with Valerie Denise Jones. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm better than I've ever been in my life. I'm awesome.
Amen. All right. I love that. I love that. Yeah, so I can't give you a backstory any justice, so if you could at this time introduce yourself to our listening audience, and I'll just fall back and let you speak.
My name is David Banner. I'm from Mississippi. A lot of people like to call me an activist. I don't really like that word much. I take it because that's what people like to say. I just think that I'm a black man who has learned some things, traveled the world, been able to accrue some things behind my name and in my bank account, and I just chose to use my fame and the things that I've been able to accrue to help others and help. The only thing it takes for you to become an activist is for you to become active. You know, in order for you to start a movement, all you have to do is move. And I just chose to move for my people. I chose to use the information and the things that I've learned to help position our people in a better place. I am grateful that people call me an activist and a philanthropist and all those types of things, but my father always taught me that if you find reverence in the accolades, then when the accolades cut off, then you'll cut off the things that you're supposed to do. If it's what you're supposed to do, then just do it. You know, so I try to shy away from the reverence as much so I won't become addicted to it. But I'm grateful.
Thank you. Thank you, David, for that. I want to go on and get do all the housekeeping. And before I see the Judge Joe Brown is on the line, so I want to rush it. Are you currently promoting anything? Anything you'd like to say to our audience? Any traffic you'd like to redirect? I'd like to give you a few moments to just brag on yourself and also,
bring us up to speed
as to what you're doing. Because I did just watch your movie on Netflix. Excellent job.
Yes,
bravo.
David, thank you. DavidBanner.com, DavidBanner.com. We just dropped a new clothing line that is doing well. Laz Alonso just wore our clothing line on the new Amazon hit, The Boys. It just came out last night. Y'all can check that out. J.R. Smith just wore our new clothing line to the last Lakers game. It's been awesome. Everything that you need from me, you can go and get at davidbanner.com. A Banner Vision, the company that I'm the CEO of, we are producing the Thurgood Marshall College fundraiser. It's called Rise. It'll be coming on TV on the 25th of October. We're producing the whole thing. It's a big, stellar lineup. I own and run a multimedia company that scores video games, movies. We do consulting for upstarts and Fortune 500 companies. Y'all can go to abannervision.com. We got movies on Netflix coming on the big screen. But for the most part, I would like you to get it directly from our company at davidbanner.com.
I'm losing my voice, so forgive me today. Black America debates having entertainers negotiate politics with Democratic Party. And in it, they quoted you, Kevin, said that you recently posted on video on social media urging Black America to stop letting entertainers speak on its behalf. Most entertainers don't have the knowledge base to speak for us, or they actually don't want systemic change. Can you please expound on that before I play this audio clip?
So this is what I believe. First of all, I think most Black Americans, I think we have life in the way that things really are twisted. First of all, as it pertains to leadership in America, it seems that we want the people to lead us who are the most popular or who have successfully navigated themselves through white insecurity the best. I try not to say white supremacy anymore because they are not supreme over anybody, only in violence and in war. So I think most of the things that elite white America does, or ignorant white America does, they do through fear and insecurity. So in saying that, we want people who have the most followers. We want the people who are the most popular, but those people navigated themselves the best through white insecurity. So if you think about it and take all the emotions away, why would they want anything to change? They were able to navigate themselves, feed their family, pull themselves up through working the system that's in place now. Tear the system down. But what they really want to do is stay popular with our people and get money from white folks. They don't want change. And the truth is, most other Black people, they really don't want true freedom, because what I had to realize, true freedom is scary. We don't know what that looks like. We haven't seen that in 3 to 4 generations, if that. We have not seen true freedom, so we don't know what it looks like. It looks like it's sort of like death. If we really knew what death was, some of us may run to it. Death may be better. But the reason why people don't embrace death, because they don't know what it looks like, similar to freedom. That is why we must start articulating what true freedom looks like, because most Black people scared of it. And I am willing to argue that most of our people don't like being Black in the first place. I can tell the way that we treat each other, the way that we talk about, the way we allow other people to do us. So most people wants the system to be intact. I give you a question. I give you an example. And no disrespect, because people are doing the best that they can. But saying the term that Black Lives Matter,
That's catering to white folks, saying that black people can't breathe. You don't think that they, when they're choking the living hell out of us, that they don't know that we can't breathe? The slogan should be, if I can't breathe, we're going to make sure you can't breathe. Our slogan should be, if you take our innocent children, we take your innocent children. That's what it should be, because let me tell you this, and I'm going to ask you this question. If you do something to an innocent Russian child, who's coming to your house?
Russian.
So then why then, if you harm an innocent Asian child, who's coming to your house? The Yakuza, ninjas, samurai?
Exactly.
So why in the hell do we think that the same people who have oppressed us and who are killing our children are going to give us justice too? The only justice that black people in America will ever find is the justice that we instill. So to mm-hmm. think that an entertainer is going to do that for you is flawed.
All right. I totally agree. We have those discussions every week here, and I will definitely get Judge's take on that. This is for you, and this is for you and Judge. Here we go.
Well, here's a different way to get the vote out, right? Dancers from Atlanta strip clubs are creating a very unique ad called Get Your Booty to the Pole. And it takes a backseat to no one. Dancers talk about voting is so important, and they're showing off their skills. It's not safe for work, folks, but it's a big hit on social media.
323-646. Joshua Brown, we got David Banner on the line. How are you doing today?
All right, my dear, I've been listening. The full effect of it not come through until you see it. So it inspires me to vote, but since I know that Keep Georgia Blue put it out, I'll be damned if I'm voting Democrat. After looking at that, that is one of the most insulting things I've ever seen. It panders to an insult myth about black men. That's who they're trying to target with that ad. So you're supposed to go want to vote a piece of naked ass sluts doing pole dances. That's ridiculous.
All right, David, I'm going to fall back and give you and Judge a chance to talk. But how do you feel about the video? I sent it to Regina. Hopefully you had a chance to actually watch the visuals. And if we could start there, and then, give you guys a chance to talk.
Well, my company works in marketing and promotions also. So whenever you're doing a campaign or whenever you're opening up a business, you always look at what the target audience is. And when you market to that target audience, you, like the judge say, you pander or focus on what you think is important to that target audience. So this shows me how they feel about us. And this is what bothers me the most. Because the problem is with marketing, and Malcolm X said this, the television and the way that they market and solicit on television, it can turn something that is a stereotype into something true if we play into it long enough. And that's literally what they think about us. And if you are not insulted by that, that shows how close we are to that now being the truth. That's what I'm really, really worried about, that it's not what they do, because they've been doing it. They started doing that in Popeye. They started doing it every time America goes to war. They start in cartoons and comic books and movies to lie or to make the general American public feel a certain way against the people that they're going to attack. So I am used to seeing this all the time, but what I'm more worried about is us thinking that it's okay.
Judge, I'm on mute, so if you could, just have a discussion with David. I'll just come in whenever you need me, but at this time I'd like for the two of you to talk, especially about current events. Thanks.
I'm listening. See, what it is a continuation of that thing where you have an admitted slut in a hole like Cardi B becoming a spokesperson for the black race. She wants to interview the candidates and everything else and becomes the voice. who in the hell decreed that? We didn't. And I'll be damned if I would approve of somebody listening to an admitted prostitute who still thought like a hoe, still does, start telling black folk what they ought to do. That's just preposterous. And that ad, get your booties to the pole, is crazy. And see, the other reality is, for the last 50 years consistently, they've been less than 2% going to the polls. The people that go to the polls, they're supposed to be men working, sustaining families. And I'll be damned if that ought to appeal to a man. That's just crazy. Or why Cardi B? Who in the devil are you appealing to? A group that statistically does not vote? And who is steeped in glorified dysfunction? No way. So that's just in line with the person that they're supporting, that racist dog, Joe Biden, who said 50 years ago, 53 years ago, again 43 years ago, he knew how the Negro thinks. He knows how the Negro thinks. And that's the idea. Same person that said Negroes were animals, and wherever they were, they became jungles and zoos. So I see it. We're not going for it. Other problem is we need a man-up campaign, not pandering to this idea, this sick idea now, where if you got it going on, you a thug, pimp, hoe, drug dealer, somebody trying to gangsterize where you live.
Justin and David, I don't mean to insert myself, but I want to ask you guys a specific question. Don't you think that they're not necessarily pandering to the general pop, but what if they're speaking to their niche market? Because it is in Atlanta. Strip clubs are very, very relevant in Atlanta. They have weddings and funerals, and, you know, it's like lounges, you know. It's pretty much part
of the day-to-day culture.
But see, that
is part of the problem, is that we fall into that. I'm speak freely. It's similar to what I try to tell, you know, the people who are around me. It's that niggas and bitches do exist, but at the most, niggas and bitches are 10 to 15% of the black population or population period, because it really has more to do with ignorance than it does the black population, because you'd be a nigga or a bitch regardless of what color you are. But we spend 90% of our time in our music talking about niggas and bitches who are only, 10 or 15% at the most. Yes, strip clubs are part of Atlanta's culture. I live in Atlanta, but it's not a big enough part of our culture for it to dominate what people think, and for people to market solely that way to our people. So you are saying that the Muslim population doesn't matter? Do you say the church population doesn't matter? Do you say the school-going people don't matter? Like, when you make a broad stroke like that, they don't do that. White people live in Atlanta, too. We don't see none of the white strippers up there. Why are they not pandering to white men like that? There are just as many white strip clubs in Atlanta, but they don't market. It's the same way about black-on-black violence. Statistically, the stats are the same. There's only a 2 to 3% difference in the amount that white people kill white people, that black people kill black people, but they market it towards us the same way that they're doing this. So the fact that we're even asking each other that question is problematic, because it's not a big enough part of our culture for it to dominate in that way. It's just that white people have pushed that towards us. It's similar to white people back in the day saying that black people were lazy, and we did all the damn work. And so they pushed it long enough. They pushed us. The white, old white man is the most murderous, devilish animal on this planet, but they market towards us that we are the aggressive, when in most cases, black people only do stuff to themselves. So the fact that we catch on and even ask each other those types of questions, to me, is problematic.
I just want to say one thing, and then again, I'm getting out because I just want, when you talk to a baby, right, you get down on your knees and you talk to them on their level, correct? Am I wrong? So I'm saying, when you're talking to bitches and hood niggas, and they're not going to understand a particular language. So if you want them to get out and be proactive, and I agree with everything that you said. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, when you present it in the language that they understand.
So bitches and niggas can't understand regular English?
But sometimes certain people, you have to speak their language in order to get their attention or make them act.
And
because all they know is a certain. Some people, I've had conversations with people that they call me bougie and then when you start speaking the language of the land, then we communicate, we get along, we actually.
The problem is, statistically, love, to be honest with you, if you really look at those people that you're talking about, it's only two or three people in your life. That's part of the problem we give because white people market it to us so heavily, we really believe that shit is true. That's what I was saying. I asked somebody one time, I said, what happens to a lie after everybody who knows the truth dies? Do you know?
I think the lie continues. Yeah,
the lie becomes
the judge
truth.
That's the same way.
So the fact that we spend this much time talking about, first of all, the needs and wants of niggas and bitches is problematic within itself. Statistically, even in our community, it's not enough to really spend that much money and time on. Like, real life, we could be talking about some real solutions, and I really like what Judge said. I like the fact, I think the conversation should be that they got black folks so afraid and specifically trying to run against somebody, we're going to look at, my Muslim friend told me, he said, whenever you deal with politics, get a sheet of paper. See, the problem is we want to dance through politics. We want to church through politics. We want to be emotional about politics. My thing is, if you can't write it down on a sheet of paper, you've been duped. If you're only trying to vote because you want to get somebody out of office or somebody has inspired you, go to church if you want to be inspired. If you want to role model, go to the Boys and Girls Club. For politics, it is about what you can get for your people that you can write down on a sheet of paper. We do everything. We dance, we hoop and holler, we church, we sing. Don't none of that really matter. I want to say something that's really important, and this was the reason why I talked about our community being careful about putting artists in positions to speak for our people. So when I debated against Congress for our First Amendment rights, which I actually out debating the people in Congress in that particular session, every time I go on CNN, all of these different places, I always realize that they always put artists in front of us, but the people who are asking questions are usually doctors, lawyers, engineers. So I said, man, even though I am an intelligent man, very smart, I have a library that may be bigger than some junior highs, I am still not qualified to answer these questions, even though a lot of times I out-debate these people. If we really want true systemic change, we have to do like they do, put people in positions to represent us who know what the hell they're doing. Now, you get the artists and the stars to rally around those people, but when it's time to talk, when it's time to debate, when it's time to go in those meetings, we need to get people that can not only talk well, but know what the hell they're talking about and what they want. Because if you stop and ask most people, what are they even fighting for? Most people don't even know. At least most black people.
Well, yeah, that's about true. A lot of people don't these days. It's been encouraged over the last 50 or so years to promote ignorance in favor to promote ignorance and also emotionalism rather than rationality and reason.
FYI, David, I just wanted to let you know that quite often I play devil's advocate. I try not to give my opinion as much as possible. I just do things to expand the conversation. I throw things out there so that our listening audience can do more than just listen and or be entertained, that they too can become activists and carry the conversation into their household and community. So just wanted to let you know that. All right, Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy this audio? We sure hope you did. Today's show is sponsored by My Olive Leaf. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz to shop for olive leaf extracts, which will assist your efforts to transform your life, detox your body, increase your energy, get restful sleep, and rid your body of antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. Do not delay. Contact the MOL reps today. Please visit myoliveleaf.biz for their full line of olive leaf extracts and moringa products. Oh yeah, for those of you who would like a personal consultation, please call the MOL reps at 612-567-3263. Also visit their website and social media pages for the latest on sales, new releases, and more.
The Hurricane Report. Write it, take action, maintain freedom. Buy their gear, mugs, hoodies, leggings. They got all kind of stuff, right? The Hurricane Report.